Welcome to the Natural Running Network. We are brought to you by MedHab, makers of RPM Squared, an innovative system of gait analysis that slips right into your running shoes. My name is Richard Diaz. I am your host. Are you a runner? Do you love to get out and challenge yourself? Running your first marathon or maybe caught the bug of obstacle racing? Well, sit tight because this is a show you just don't want to miss. Here we are again. I have my good friend and favorite hunting dog.
Bird Dog Supreme.
Bird Dog Supreme, Miguel Medina with me. And what we hope to do is do a little recap of the event we just, well, I did in Vermont. And we talk about this a lot. You know, Miguel, you and I, we talk about how cool it is to participate in these events. And sometimes people just kind of like, well, you know, I got a race to do and I got all this money to spend on the races and blah, 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 blah. And they never get around to getting a taste of this magic. But what a cool time we had in Vermont.
I heard you guys had a blast. I'm really jealous, especially jealous of doing burpees in the snow. I heard that you were a big fan of the snow, by the way, so I think I'm going to get you a little Vermont snow globe next time I'm out that way, just
well,
for you.
You know, the funny thing about it is that, first of all, I really don't have an issue with the snow. But I realize I was raised in Michigan, and I left.
Yeah.
I told the story. I'll share it with the people. I told the story while I was there is that all my life growing up in Michigan, the winters got really harsh. And I finally got old enough to realize that, you know what? This is not going away. This is going to be my life forever if I keep, you know, just hanging out here. And one day I just got so fed up, I packed and moved to Maui.
You lived in Maui?
I lived in Maui for 6 years. And
what?
And I just said, you know
why
what?
Why did you leave?
I know. It's a long story why I left. I'm not going to bother people with it now, but
fair enough.
I lived there for the longest time, and I remember I got over there, and one of my roommates from Michigan actually came out too, and I remember him and I standing about chest deep in the ocean, looking up at the beautiful, beautiful island, and going, is this the best or what? I mean, we were like about that high up in the snow, you know, months before.
I was about to ask, isn't that how deep like the snow gets
yeah,
up there?
Yeah, it's terrible. And it just gets in your way, you know, you can't function, you can't get anything done. And so my heart goes out to those folks on the East Coast that are having to contend with this weather as it comes on when they're trying to get their game on for race season, right?
Yeah. Well, it's perfect time to do a whole lot of long, slow stuff working on that form.
Yeah. So, you know, the whining thing that I was doing while I was out there was really kind of more in fun. I kept saying, yeah, come out to Vermont. It's going to be great. It's going to be 60 degrees. You're going to love it out here. The trees, blah, 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 blah. I got out there. It was raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock, man.
Well, I mean, you know, Vermont is known to be a little unpredictable with its weather sometimes. It could have very well been 60 degrees the day before, and then suddenly you get hit with just a wall of rain or snow.
Yeah, well, so I wrapped my head around that, and I knew that it was possibly going to rain as I headed out there. And having left, you know, over here in California where the weather was like 90-ish, I packed my Gore-Tex jacket, had my wife do the same, and I thought, hey, you know what? Rain, no big deal. We always train in the rain. We never let rain get in front of us, right?
Yeah.
So as the day got on, we were testing all day on Saturday and basically locked up in the resort. Never really got a chance to get outside. Came out towards the end of the day, and it was a blizzard out there. It was blowing snow. And Patrick, you know, Patrick is an awfully affable sweetheart of a guy. He said, He goes, yeah, this is going to be gone tomorrow. Oh, no, this will all be gone tomorrow, you know. And I thought, all right, well, okay, you live here, you know better. We went out to dinner, you know, and went out and had a couple beers. And it was just horrendous, you know. I mean, going down the road, he goes, oh, no, this, trust me, this is going to all, you know, the sun will come out and this will all be gone come morning.
Yeah, well,
Well,
good old Vermont.
sure enough, we got up in the morning, which was the day we're going to do the terrain work. And we had Crystal Seaver was coming out. She brought a truckload of rec bags for us to play with. And my goal was, get up on the mountain and do a little, the drill. I mean, that is your drill,
That is my drill.
In
I'm
your
sorry, I didn't know.
absence, I was going to try to hold up the fort. And we got out there, dude, and the snow was the middle of your shin deep. And that's
That's such a good time.
not where it was blowing, but I'm talking about just like flat ground. I want to say that we probably got about, oh man, we must have got 6 to 7 inches of snow. And that stuff didn't go away in the morning like Patrick said it would. But we braved it. We got out there, got up on the mountain, and we started producing some work with the rec bags up and down the ski slopes. We should have just put skis on. I mean, at the end of the day, we could have skied that day.
I mean, look, you guys just got to practice those high knees that much easier, right?
Oh my God. It was a lot of fun. Everybody was in good spirits. It was just really a great time. And we missed you out there, man.
I would have loved to be out there, but luckily, I am confirmed for Dallas and for Florida after that, so
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
Dallas, you are there. I mean, unless you skip town because your ticket's paid for, dude.
I'm not skipping town anywhere. I've already cleared the calendar, so I'll be there. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to putting on my cowboy hat and telling everybody how it's done.
Right, so you know the drill. When we do
Yeah.
these, your cowboy hat and your shit-kicking boots, right?
Exactly, America.
You know the drill. When we get out to these places and we do, day one is just like bell to bell. I think we started at 6 in the morning and we're doing resting metabolic assessments and VO2 tests right on through until dinner. And
Wow.
we rocked it out. We got everybody tested, went over the details. It was a hoot, and did a little bit of work with the rock tape. I had a couple people that had some nagging injuries. Just showed them how to contend with that, which was, I think, good takeaway information. Folks that were, really struggling with some injuries, knowing how to deal with it and put a Band-Aid on it, so to speak. It was good stuff. And then we went to the track and we did our due diligence on the track, and fortunately the track wasn't snowed over, which was awesome.
Nice. In Rutland, right?
I don't know, you know me, man. I'm just like, get in the truck and you take me there and I'll go. So I don't know
Problem.
where I was, but
All right.
we were at a high school,
Yeah.
and yeah, I guess it was Rutland. Probably, is there like Killington High School? I don't know what it is.
I don't remember, honestly.
But it was a cool
Pardon.
track, and they had a AstroTurf field,
Yeah.
which was kind of fun because I got everybody barefoot.
Cool.
Here we
That's
are,
perfect, yeah.
like wearing gloves and parkas, and I said, "Everybody, take your shoes off. We're going to feel this ground." And I had them doing interval repeats on the infield barefoot, the whole natural running mentality, get them to feel the ground. And they were quick to put their shoes back on, incidentally, when we went on to other things. But we had a great time. So what we did that I thought was kind of interesting and fun is we passed the microphone around at the end of the day. So when we finished with the snow, we finished with the track, we did all the work we did, we just kind of passed the mic around to everyone that was there so they could get a chance to share their thoughts and opinions about what went down. And I got to be honest with you, I did not intend for it to sound like an infomercial, but it does. Everybody, so we're plugging it in. So let's go ahead and let people listen to it.
Sounds good.
My name is Lou Brady. I am from Meriden, Connecticut. I'm 50 years old. My goal is to run a trifecta. Reached out to Richard a few months ago to get some training in running. I found that when I was adding volume, I was breaking down. The video analysis helped, but I can tell you there's no substitute to having some hands-on help. So really appreciated the opportunity to do the drills and get some real-time coaching.
How much is that going to cost me? Just hand it to somebody else.
Now, you don't have to do an infomercial for me. You just, say hello to your mom.
Is it on?
Talk about the hotel, how cool it is.
Is it on?
Probably. Should be in.
Okay. Michael Day, Merrimack, New Hampshire. Got to find out how bad I run in person. That's all.
Paul Frisco, Bethel, Connecticut. I've worked with Richard with an online session, and hearing that my running form was like shit wasn't enough, so I had to do it in person. But no, this was great. It's invaluable. It's one thing to practice the things he tells you over the phone, but to get the one-on-one is great.
My name is Matt Liptak. I am 31. I'm from Orangeburg, Pennsylvania, and I've been working with Richard from online coaching for about 4 months or so, and I've been doing video analysis, and there's really no substitute for getting one-on-one with your coach, and especially with the resting metabolic testing, which makes you see how much you actually burn at rest, which is highly valuable for people who would want to perform at a higher level. And the VO2 max testing prevents any guessing as to what you're doing as far as aerobically versus anaerobically. So if you'd like to be a more efficient athlete and be able to make sure that you have your stride frequency under control and be able to do the sport longer than the next guy next to you, then I highly recommend 15 minutes of Richard and Lori's time. It means a world of difference. So get out there with him and good luck.
Now, I want to know about the burpees in the snow.
That will have to be.
And Matt just did some burpees in the snow. Luckily, we had some snowfall last night, so Matt had the privilege to take off his shirt and do burpees. Lucky him. And my name is Laura Messner, and I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire. And now that Matt was talking about all the testing, I'm still very upset that I did not do the testing. But that just means I'm going to have to find Richard and Lori somewhere else and get it done there. But yes, it is very beneficial to be one-on-one in person, just learning from the best. You hear all the great success stories of clients of Richard's, and it's just, you can tell just by being one-on-one here at the clinic just how important it is to get that one-on-one and just stop guessing yourself, because if I, actually came and did one of these earlier on, I would not be guessing for so long and injured for so long as well. So,
would you sing a little song now?
I could. Do you want to build a snowman? I'm just kidding. And here we go.
Thanks, Laura.
Of course.
My name is Matt Mazzetti, 30 years old, freshly 30 years old. Right?
From Thursday.
Thursday.
Birthday.
This is from Salisbury, Mass. This was my first time ever meeting or talking or ever having any interactions with Rich and Lori. And realistically, it was a great experience as a runner or just as an athlete in general to really kind of individualize your body and see how you use your energy and your fuel and break down your running to really make yourself a more efficient and a better runner. Because overall, you just want to make sure that you're improving yourself in any way you can. And the information he gave was really invaluable. So I really appreciate him coming all the way from California to see us in the snow. Something he loved very much, too. He stressed every time he walked outside how much he loved the snow.
I think, yeah, come to Vermont. It's going to be great.
They said,
but I do appreciate them making the trip, and it was really an incredible experience.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is Daryl Dorsey. I live in Olney, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. Made the trek up to Vermont for the running clinic this weekend, and it's been a great time. We kind of taken over the Cortina Inn, a beautiful old, historic hotel up here. Been getting great advice from Rich through all the testing we've been doing. Lori's been great giving nutritional advice along the way. All these things are going to help us dial in our training and really move forward as athletes, kind of no matter what your goal is. It was also great just getting out there today, even though it was cold, braving the weather, and getting some hands-on advice, having people who know what they're talking about look at how you move and make corrections to what you do. And I think these are the things that we need, as I said, to reach our goals and keep moving forward.
Ward Kane, Bonneville, Vermont. And you need to come and do one of these workshops once a year, because you do a workshop and they get you all fixed up and you're running great and you go home and you're training for your marathon and you just feel great and your form just feels perfect in your head. And then you come back for another one of these workshops and you realize that the video doesn't lie and that you've gone back to your old form again. So you need to keep getting tuned up once a year. So that's why I do these.
I'm Corinne Francis. I'm 16 and from Warren, Rhode Island. I recently had surgery on both my Achilles tendons, and I've been working on getting running correctly. And with this run clinic with Richard Diaz, I'm getting hands-on with my form and show me how to do it right.
Get taped up.
Get taped up.
Okay, so we've had everybody chime in a little bit. I didn't want it to sound like such an infomercial, but it did. I want to thank Patrick Kitchen of the Cortina Inn in Vermont. Anybody that's... Yeah. If you ever get out this way and you call him first and he tells you, hey, it's going to be great, it's about 60 degrees, it's going to be fine. Don't buy it. It's freaking snowing out there. Video to follow.
Patrick,
you get to talk.
That was your infomercial.
Yeah, my infomercial.
You
so
have your infomercial about this.
Yeah. So it was a great event. Actually, I got introduced to Richard back in August by a good friend of mine, Miguel, who was able to put us together. And one of the things was I had asked him, he said, one, I'd been running, picked up running about 3 years ago, and I pulled off a marathon and then an Ironman, and just really, like, when I pulled off the Ironman, I finished the third to last to finish before the cutoff time, and it was not pretty, and I somehow got myself into Leadville 100, which is my goal, and came out training for it, and I started to break. I started to do too much mileage, knew I was inefficient, and I got stretch fractures in my feet and blood clots on my lungs, and met my friend Miguel, came to visit me and said, you got to meet Richard. He'll get you there, because I said, I really want to do this race. And he said, plus, you know, I said, well, what do you want to hold a clinic here, and could we do something here? So he put us in contact, and quickly, I think in less than 24 hours, this kind of came together between him and I. And I can tell you, honestly, from looking for somebody for the last year, this information's invaluable. You know, knew I was doing things wrong, just couldn't find the right person to meet with to give me the information and set up goals that I need and get me the fundamentals in running to get me to where I want to finish and you know the goals I want. So after this clinic, and this was absolutely invaluable. I mean, if you haven't done one of these, it's worth its weight in gold. So definitely come out and do one of these with Rich, one of these clinics, and the testing, you're not going to be disappointed. So I really appreciated having everybody. This was a fantastic event, and hopefully we can continue this every year.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. All right, Patrick. So I got to tell you, Miguel, I did not prompt all that you heard just now. I just started handing the microphone around. As a matter of fact, while they were doing it, I think I was doing a taping job on somebody.
I think it... Are you sure you didn't have a little prompt ready for them?
I was handing out candy, you know. I said, if you say nice things, I'll give you candy.
Candy and rock tape.
But it was good stuff. It was all earnest. Man. It was all earnest. It was all in good fun. And you could hear just by the way people were chuckling that everybody had a great time.
Definitely. Well, I think I can relate, especially to what Michael Day had to say as far as before Richard and after Richard, as far as the running goes. And then also, what was it, Matt Liptick with the zebra mask? I remember that dude. He was messaging me beforehand, and he I heard he was a real stud, especially doing burpees in the snow. So looking forward to hearing more from him too.
He's pretty serious. He's not fooling around.
Yeah,
you know?
No, no. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And Prisco, by the way. Paul Prisco. I'm so glad he made it out. And Laura. There's tons of good people, is from what it sounds like. I'm bummed I didn't get to go hang out. And
I'll tell you what, game. Laura impressed me. You know, I'm not going to lie. She impressed me. I didn't realize that she was that strong an athlete, but
she's a tough girl.
She totally picked up on the running mechanics, and she was running like a gazelle, man. I'm going to post a video in a little bit that's going to include her running, but she looked good. And good. You know what's really kind of interesting? A lot of these folks are people that I work with virtually online and had never met them until this past weekend. And having got a chance to meet them personally and physically work with them, it was really awesome because they – all this information that we've been playing with for the length of time that we were associated kind of came together. And
yeah, well, yeah. I was going to say, especially when you make it to the clinic, it's like, you know, you're finally able to sort of piece everything together, you know, because it's one thing to be told what to do, like through Skype or through a text or whatever. But when you finally get to apply it like in person, it just makes – it all makes sense and it makes such a huge difference.
Well, this is the time of year where – you need to kind of sit back and kind of reflect on how things went during the season. Even if you're going to continue to race into the winter, at least kind of rein back a little bit, cause those events to be B races for yourself, and start preparing for the 2017 season, which is going to be awesome. I think that the way the sport is growing and the way the money comes into the sport, there's just a lot of really, really cool opportunities that are going to be on the horizon. And this is the time, man. You got to get it worked out. If you got something that's bothering you, if you've been hurting yourself while you're running, if you just don't seem to understand what it's going to take to get your energy levels in the right place, attending these clinics is, I mean, obviously, I'm biased. I'm going to talk about it because it's what I do for a living, but my God, I mean, being able to clearly identify the way your body responds to work. This is not an opinion. This is a clinical analysis, the way you move. It's just invaluable. So we're going to Dallas, my brother Miguel and myself. We're going to be there. What are the dates for that again? The 19th and 20th, Miguel, is that right?
That's right, 19th and 20th of November.
Yeah, and by the way, I did screw up something on the site. I just remembered I got to fix it.
Oh, those Camarillo dates.
Yeah. Well, the Camarillo dates are, just for those that are listening, November 26th and 27th. It was going to be just a one-day thing. I promised to do this for Ashley Seeger. She's got a bunch of folks up in her area that wanted to do something, so we put it together for them, but we got some friends coming out from Vegas that want to do it, and so they needed to get tested anyway, so they're coming a day early, and since I'm going to be testing on the day before, I went ahead and opened it up for those that might want to get tested that day, but it's going to be very, very, very limited where testing is concerned because we're going to mess around. These guys are friends of mine, and I haven't seen them in a while, yeah. So we're, you know, that's Jesse Marino and...
Oh, the good guys.
Yeah, Jeff Froelich. You know, and Jesse's like the chef, you know, extraordinaire. So part of the deal, he's got to cook for me.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Yeah. I think you're actually on the winning end of that deal, to be totally honest.
I'm certain that I am.
Well, SoCal, NorCal, make sure to show up too. Yeah. I mean, it's now that we know. So what are the dates for Southern California again?
We're going to be rocking it out November 26th and 27th this year. And then after that, we're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah, now we had a lot of people from Florida chime in early on, suggested that they wanted to participate, and they're a little slow to move. I'm telling you now, folks, if you're listening, if you live in the Fort Lauderdale area, anywhere near Florida, and you've been wanting to do this, this is your shot. Because who knows when we're going to get out that way again.
Mud Run Fun. Talking to you guys. Time to come play.
Yep. Well, Miguel, so how's your weather, by the way?
The weather in Colorado is, at least here in beautiful little Fort Collins, it's sunny, a little bit of wind, but it's definitely starting to cool down at night, which is nice. So I'm looking forward to snowshoeing all winter and getting my aerobic base up that way and just playing outside and preparing for 2017 season. Lots of fun on the horizon for that.
Cool.
Crewing for my boy Hunter for World's Toughest this year, and
yeah,
you know, taking care of him, making sure him and his teammate. I think I don't remember the name of his teammate.
Austin,
I should know that.
Azar.
Is it Austin? Okay, great. So yeah. I'm going to make sure those boys are 110% so they take home that W.
Yeah, I just spoke with him a little earlier. By the way, since we're talking about World's Toughest Mudder, a little shout out to Jessica Rogers, who's one of my clients, was at the track with me this morning, and she was in full regalia.
Yeah,
she was like, I had her do a 5K time trial on the track wearing a full wetsuit this morning. And keep in mind, this is California, so I think the weather this morning was in the 70s. Not real warm, but you run a 5K on a track with a full wetsuit on and see how you feel. And incidentally, after that, I had them doing squats, burpees, and stadium stairs.
Nice.
Interval repeats on the stadium stairs. Bunny hops up the stadium, sprinting up the outside stairs, sprinting up the center stairs. The sweat was rolling out of the bottom of her leg sleeve, so she's...
That sounds
tough.
Really gross, but also really fun.
she is tough. She's tough. She's going to World's Toughest Mudder this year, and she's serious about racking it out, so...
Well, it'll be 24 hours of fun in the desert. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Just a recap, and I'm sorry we didn't do a show last week for those of you that are looking for it and trying to find out what happened to me. I was on an airplane and just one thing after another, busy week, didn't get to it. I apologize. First time, incidentally, in over 200 episodes where I missed a week. But
everybody gets one.
Yeah, so listen, everyone listening that wants to figure out whether they're going to do this trip to one of these locations to participate in our clinic, go to naturalrunningcoach.net. naturalrunningcoach.net. You'll see the dates for the locations, and all you have to do is select the type of clinic you want to participate in. We give you like three different options. Just pick what you want. And if you're going to get tested, I'm telling you right now, it's a very limited affair. Everybody always says that, but this is the real deal. There's only so many people I can test in one day. So if you're going to participate in that, you had better get on it because that goes quick.
See you guys out there.
All right, Miguel, thanks a lot for sitting in with me again.
Of course, Richard, anytime.
I will see you in Dallas.
I will see you in Dallas. Cowboy hat and all.
Please don't wear a cowboy hat.
Later.
Well, friends, it's time to bring another show to a close. Be sure and tune in to us next week. We've got a lot of great content in store for you. I want you to tell your friends to check us out. You can always find us on Facebook. Simply go search the Natural Running Network. Drop us a message. I'd love to learn more about you and the things you do. And until then, you have an amazing day.